Ahoy, ahoy, and welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. Don't buy Batman Arkham Knight on PC. Just need to get that out of the way up front. While the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One version of Arkham Knight were carefully optimized and polished by the developer, the PC version was outsourced to a team of 12 people, and what they delivered was lawsuit-worthy within America's Lemon Laws. The PC version is capped at 30 frames per second, with dreadful framerate drops and blurry textures. Eventually there'll be a patch, and about after a month it may run fine. But after showcasing 60 frames per second beautiful in-game footage captured on a PC powered by some Nvidia crap, it was all a complete lie, and the game is dodgy on even the most powerful of PCs. Don't buy it. Wait until they fix it. Or just never buy it. It's a clear-cut case of delivering a crippled version of a game, knowing that after a few weeks they can just patch it, because that looks better than delaying the game. Truly repugnant shit. On the other hand, Batman Arkham Knight is out now for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, and it's fantastic! The non-outsourced version of the game is absolutely jaw-dropping. Not just the level of fidelity and detail in the environments, but the game's ability to seamlessly start with a close-up of Batman, pull the camera all the way out to reveal an entire city, and then zoom back again. All done in a single flawless motion. As if it was nothing at all. And the game does these type of technical achievements all over the place. Like how side quests are introduced as dynamic happenings as you're gliding around the city, or the occasional times when you'd be fighting along a computer-controlled ally, with the ability to seamlessly switch characters on the fly, and even sometimes pulling off a team takedown. And this is all happening as henchmen are attacking you in a chaotic mob. Arkham Knight may hold the record for the most frequent I've muttered, "This is awesome," while playing a game. It's everything the developer Rocksteady learned from Arkham Knight and Arkham City, and then refined it. The only aspect not really grabbing me is the Batmobile. The controls aren't laid out to my liking. When you hit the brake button, you start transforming into a hover tank. So you have the option of speeding around in a clunky Batmobile, or hovering slowly in a tank. I find it easier to just grapple and glide Batman across the map, but there are many frequent parts where the game makes you use the Batmobile, because that wall isn't going to power wench itself down. And the constant need for the Batmobile almost makes it feel like a buddy system, and it kinda is, as it uses the same button to switch to as you do with other hero allies. I haven't finished Arkham Knight, so I can't say whether it's better than the other games in the series, but I aims to find out, as I'm having a lot of fun with this technical achievement of a game. It's absolutely worth playing, just don't buy the PC version. Arkham Knight is out now for $60 on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.